Hello, Fatitude Era fans. Your pal Jackknife Jess here, and this is a special message to any of you with shit to sell. Do you have a product to sell or a service to provide? We have a podcast. Let us represent you. We want to tell people all about your stuff, and we'll do it for dirt fucking cheap. Not only can you get a commercial, but you can also sponsor any of our segments, like Ty the Gatherer's Backyard Report, the Philly Fan, shit, even the Top 10 list. So get in touch with me from the link on our SoundCloud page or our email address at fatitudeera.gmail.com, and let's get your message heard. But on that note, let's get this show rolling.
Yo, my name is Devonte Williams. I don't watch fucking wrestling, but you're listening to the Fatitude Era.
Fuck you, you're wrong. Fuck you, we're right.
Welcome back to the Fatitude Era, where feed me more isn't just a catchphrase, it's a fucking command. I'm your host, Jackknife Jess Smith, joined as always by the Blue Meanie to my Stevie Richards.
El Hordano Diablo.
Joined as always by the center of a Croatian nativity scene, the Lord and Savior Pete Milk. Pete, say hello.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, it's Pete.
What's the Croatian nativity scene?
It's the same thing as the normal nativity scene.
Oh, so it's fucking boring and stupid. Okay,
no,
cool.
It's just in the center of it. It's a really big guitar.
or it's instead of a baby Jesus, it's a bottle of Schlievowitz or whatever.
And a smoked sausage.
I see. Now, joined by us as always is Ty the Gatherer.
Yeah, he's
hiding out from the Federales.
Yeah, exactly. Federales? What?
Yeah, he took a trip to Mexico and...
Exactly. He was looking for the fabled fucking burrito-flavored
He was
bagel.
Looking for Vampiro, dude.
Vampiro.
And that murderer, Rey Mysterio Jr.
Oh, man.
All right. So we're back.
Yeah, we're back. It's been a fun couple weeks.
Has it?
A lot of interesting stuff has happened, not just in the wrestling world, but in our worlds as well. Nope.
I got an Xbox hooked up. I started playing Knights of the Old Republic. And that's been about the last 24 hours.
So basically, this is going to be the least prepared.
You can only recall the last 24 hours of the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Come on, dude.
I mean, truth be told, he's having enough trouble remembering 24 hours, let alone 2 weeks.
Don't tempt me, Frodo.
Yeah. Frodo?
I don't know what that means. I always say that when somebody challenges me on something. I just say, don't tempt me, Frodo.
Yeah.
Big fan of Lord of the Rings over here.
Yeah. You know what I watched last night after
Raw? What did
you
watch?
I watched the Stone Cold podcast with the Big Show.
Oh, yeah. That's the newest one, right?
Yeah, it just premiered last night after Raw.
Any good?
Yeah, I actually have...
Oh, you are wearing your Big Show shirt today.
Yeah, I actually have a lot more respect for Big Show after watching
you
it.
You should always have respect for Big
Show. I know.
Show.
No, I'm not saying I hated the guy or anything like that. Like, I had a lot of respect for him, but it's
You
even
look
more...
enough like him.
But it's... Fuck you. But it's even more when you just see him, like, in, you know, out of the element.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's, like, sitting there with Stone Cold and, like, fucking chugging from a bottle of whiskey behind a towel and shit.
Is he seriously?
Yeah. And then he's, like, drinking beer and shit. And then at one point, like, he kept quoting Stone Cold. And, like, he wouldn't censor himself, but they couldn't, like, hit the censor.
Oh, because it was alive, right?
Yeah,
yes. They do it live?
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, obviously they have, like, a 5-second delay to try and catch it. But, like, so many times you're just like, yeah, fucking.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they do it, like, right after Raw?
Yeah, he was, like, sweaty as fuck from his match on Raw because he was the main event in Raw.
Glad I did not watch.
I mean, should be told it was very lackluster, but it was, you know what I mean, like they're at least making him look somewhat strong.
Oh yeah, because he's going up against the Wyatt family, right?
Yeah, yeah. The Wyatts, yes. But yeah, I mean, Raw was kind of meh. Otherwise, I mean, it seems like the Ambrose heel turn is coming, which is like meh.
They're already, dude. That's such a fuck. whatever. Yeah. But it's fucking dumb.
That's not the heel turn I want to talk about, though. The heel turn I want to talk about, fucking Dudley heel turn.
Yeah. I can dig it. I like it.
I'm having mixed feelings about it, as I usually do.
After their promo on SmackDown, I was more sold on it.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, you're going to have the Dudleys without tables, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, how long is that going to fucking last?
I'd say till WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What it's
gonna and they're going to sign the Hardy Boys back, and you know, Edge is going to be miraculously okay, and they're going to have a TLC match, and they're all going to fucking die, and that'll be like the send-off of the world.
So it's going to be a five-man TLC? Cause
Creed didn't mention Christian. Well, Christian, whatever.
Christian's just in the audience like, good job, man. but yeah, so I mean, when it comes to the Dudley heel turn, obviously, any heel turn they have nowadays is obviously not going to be anywhere near as good as when they first started in wrestling, because they were the greatest heels in ever.
Definitely the greatest heel tag team of all time.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm excited.
As we mentioned on the last episode.
Well, yeah, definitely. The Dudleys, you know, with their whole no more tables thing, like you said, it's obviously not going to last very long. But it'll be interesting to see what they do. I mean, are they still going to do the 3D, or are they still going to do, you know what I mean? Because, like, the 3D, the real awesomeness of the 3D comes when there's a table involved.
I don't know. It's still, like,
It's still a great move.
It's still, like, the greatest. I mean, because I think there's actually, in history, there's, like, two people that have ever kicked out of it.
Yeah.
Which is very, very cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good that people have been saved from it, but actually kicked out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm into it. Like, they brought him in as faces, and like they've been, like we've talked about, they've been jobbers and shit, pretty much just getting people over.
I mean, I can understand talent enhancement to a point, but like, what's the fucking point?
I'm glad it was the Usos that they beat the shit out of. Yeah. I thought that was a good move.
Yeah, but moving on, you know, so Dudley heel turn, I give a good solid check to. Well, you know, obviously it's a, you know, to be continued because it may end up sucking really hardcore, but for the moment I'm enjoying it. You know, we had this feud between Dolph and Owens that's been going on the past few weeks or so.
Yeah.
I'm all for it because those guys can fucking work.
They're both really good wrestlers. Yeah. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah, and that's good. You know, there was
that's not fucking dumb.
Well, yeah, but
I think that might be the first time I've ever said that on this podcast.
Yeah, but it's getting interesting. I mean, with now we have Kevin Owens back as the IC Championship, which could or could not be kind of a hint that they're maybe putting Dean Ambrose into the World Heavyweight Title picture. You know what I mean? Because like when he won the IC title, it was a big fucking deal. But now that he doesn't have it, why wouldn't they put him in the World Heavyweight picture?
I would be the smartest thing they could book right now is to have Ambrose win the title.
Yeah.
Like,
well, what I would think would be awesome, because, you know, there's no title matches until WrestleMania. Right.
Which, by the way, I meant to bring that up on the last. That's bullshit, that 30-day clause or whatever.
Yeah.
That, and Triple H, he's going to be seen on TV, what, twice?
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, our non-wrestling fans, which apparently we have a few of them.
A couple.
You know, because they review our shit on iTunes.
One person.
Yeah, but...
Thanks, Kenny.
Yeah, but apparently... back in the good old days, it was established that if you don't defend your title within 30 days,
you
relinquish it.
Yeah.
But as time has gone on, that's become who gives a shit. Trish Stratus was fucking
injured almost a year.
6 months.
6 months, was it?
Yeah, 6 months. Didn't defend a title once.
They never said a word about it.
They never said a fucking word about it.
Yeah.
Right now, it's happening today with Triple H. You know, obviously, he's not going to be wrestling, you know, matches on Raw. He's not wrestling at Fastlane.
What did Paul Heyman say at One Night Stand? JBL, the only reason you were champion is because Triple H didn't want to work Tuesdays.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But hey, what can you do? I would be really excited if you had Ambrose in a main title picture. That would be awesome if it was, you know, leading to, you know, not necessarily an Ambrose heel turn, but, you know, if it led to a Reigns heel turn, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like a Reigns heel turn at Fastlane.
I mean, that would be the ultimate swerve on Vince McMahon's part, because obviously, you know, they have painted, it's obvious that Roman Reigns is Vince's golden boy, but like, you get him the title for the fucking, you know, X amount of times.
Third
time. And what ends up happening is, you know, he turns heel.
Yeah. No, I think it'd be great.
You know, but it would be a good idea for a swerve, but we'll just have to wait and see. Next thing I want to talk about, Styles and Jericho.
On SmackDown?
Yeah, well, on SmackDown. And, you know, now, you know, the story's not finished.
No.
Which I'm hoping, It'd be awesome if they took it to Mania. I know they're going to at least take it to Fastlane.
I think they kind of have to take it to Mania at this point. Like, yeah. It's not just going to be a three-match deal because, like, it's already good. Getting too personal.
Yeah, it's too personal, but it's also just way too good. You know what I mean? Like you can't just be like, okay, well, three and we're done. You know what I mean? Because you got to have, like, that awesome Megalodon finish, you
the,
know what I mean?
The writing's on the wall with that one, dude. Yeah. I mean, I just don't see why they wouldn't do that.
All I'm saying is, regardless of storyline, I don't give a shit about that. I just, the more I see those dudes wrestle together,
It's great, but, like, at the same time, like, you got to see a little bit of a Jericho heel.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
Which is something that...
Which is the best Jericho. I'm sorry. Hands down, that's the best Jericho.
And leading in, and I don't think if they were just going to do it at Fastlane, they would have done that. They could have just done the, but like you want a story leading up to WrestleMania, so they're probably going to do it. And I hope they do. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it'll steal the fucking show.
Yeah. Because that's the thing with Mania. Mania is usually 4 hours. So what we need to do is make sure that we have. I'm pretending I'm on creative. What should be happening in a meeting with creative is they should be saying, we need to make sure that each hour of WrestleMania has a high point. Yeah. And that one of the high points in one of the hours could be Styles and Jericho. You know what I mean? Also, it'd be nice to see a big tag team bout, you know, with, you know, all the tag team, well, all the main tag teams, obviously, fuck the Ascension. I'm saying, like, you know, you got your Usos, your Lucha Dragons, your New Day, and your Dudleys, all, you know, just in an 8-man tag. That'd be awesome. I'd be into that.
Or the what's the Hype Bros? They could bring them in.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, well, they had Zack Ryder last night.
Did they?
Yeah, on Raw. I mean, he jobbed for Heath Slater, but it's just funny because, you know, you watch that show Breaking Ground.
Yeah.
And you know, Zack is sitting there going, I just want to get back to where I once was in the WWE. It's like, dude, you weren't that high in the first place, like.
No, but I like that dude. Like, he's wrong a talented with him. Fucking guy. He's just bland.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
All it is.
He's just you know, Wrestler X.
That
you know
show,
what I mean?
By the way, is fucking awesome.
Which one?
Breaking Ground.
Oh yeah, you've been watching it.
I watched it all. It's so good, dude. I loved it. I hope they do a second season of
I'm
that.
I'm sure they will.
I mean, like, they haven't of Legends House yet, which makes me really sad.
Well, I just think, you know, especially now with, you know, with Piper dying, it's like, I understand bringing in other Legends.
No, I want them to do, like, an Attitude Era one.
Kind of like the Surreal Life. Or, like, you do, each season.
Do, like, a WCW version. That would be fucking hilarious.
You got Eric Bischoff in there.
Eric Bischoff.
Vince Russo.
Hulk Hogan. Kevin Nash.
That's another thing I forgot to bring up. I watched the fucking Big Show thing, and not only did they reference Hulk Hogan, they showed a picture of him and everything. So maybe they're trying to give a little forgiveness to Hulk on...
I've already read rumors and shit that he's going to be back for WrestleMania.
I just, you know what I mean? And he's just going to get out there and just like at WrestleMania 30, flub his
line.
If
he comes out in a fucking SS uniform, I will just, I mean, not that I'm for that, but I will applaud. Be like, there you go. There's 80,000 people. Kill him.
Yeah.
Kill him.
Oh man. But speaking of Hogan, if you guys have been on the lookout, you know, we've been throwing around some ideas for some shirts, and we're planning a Hogan shirt.
We're not planning that, dude. Nobody's gonna fucking wear a yellow t-shirt with a fucking, I don't care if it's got a ex-Nazi fucking swastika through it. There's no way. It's funny as fuck though. I do like
it. I want to get it made. I think it'll be a good seller.
Is there a picture of him on there?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say.
Yeah,
I didn't put
Hulk Hogan. I just put Hogan. Yeah. But yeah. So just keep an eye.
We should have Adam draw like just the arms.
Yeah, just the arms, or better yet, just make like Hitler in the fucking. You know.
No, definitely not.
No, but like have him like the blonde hair.
No, like mustache. Just make it Hogan, but with like a little blonde Hitler mustache instead of his classic goatee.
Yeah. No, better yet, just cut it off and just have like the sides of it and the Hitler stash. Oh man,
Adam, get to work.
Oh man, so yeah, moving on. Fastlane predictions. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I did see that there's two Divas matches.
Yeah, there is.
Like they're pushing that, so that's good.
Yeah, well, I mean, the main thing is it's going to be Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks teaming up against the other members of Team Bad.
Yeah,
which should be
Naomi and
Naomi and someone else. I forget her name.
I don't remember her.
Not important, but trigger warning. but Yeah, I just think, you know, I think Sasha will make that match good, and maybe Becky.
I like Becky Lynch.
I like her, too. I mean, her personality is great, but, like, her, you know, she jobs way too much for me to take her seriously. And I understand, you know, talent enhancement, but like, you're having her job to Naomi. You know what I mean? But, hey, what can you
do?
The
match is in NXT.
Don't look at me. I'm just the fan. Just, you know, whatever.
No, the girl matches in NXT are way better anyway.
They need to really push a four horsewoman.
Yeah, they need to get Bayley in there.
Yeah, well, I think that's coming any day now. I think because, you know, what they tend to do is they tend to establish stars as the years go on. I think by the summer, Balor, Bayley, maybe Corbin will be up on the main roster. You know, obviously you'll still have Samoa Joe down there, and I think Samoa Joe.
Joe's coming up soon, dude.
Well, I don't know. It's iffy. I don't know. But with the new talent, because the guys from New Japan that just got signed are apparently going to NXT. The only one coming to the main roster, the only two coming to the main roster, are Styles and Nakamura.
Yeah.
But I think what they're trying to do is, because you know how Finn's got the Balor Club T-shirt. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to try and run like a sort of Bullet Club type.
Thing. I think they're definitely going to do that. And I do think like a lot of like rumors going around, and just like people's ideas and stuff. Do it like the NWO.
Yeah,
make it fucking dirty.
Yeah, well, Adam from What Culture did a video about how WWE should book a debut of a Balor Club, mm-hmm. and it's actually quite genius. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, they've had the T-shirt for almost a year now, so it's like, you know, I mean, it'd be the time to debut it because we're coming up on a year that T-shirt's been
out. And especially with WrestleMania coming up.
We
didn't even do any predictions yet so far.
Yeah.
There's the Ziggler and Kevin Owens.
Yeah,
Kevin Owens is gonna win.
Yeah, Kevin Owens. There's no way they're gonna
even though Ziggler's been on a hot streak.
He's been on a hot streak, but he's still talented.
They're gonna slow. They're gonna slow him down at Fastlane.
Yeah, it'll be Owens, obviously we have the triple threat. What I'm hoping for is that Ambrose takes it. What will most likely happen is Reigns is going to take it.
After the Wyatt's screw.
After the Wyatt's screw Brock Lesnar, which will lead to a feud with Brock and Bray, which will be fun. You know what I mean?
No, that I like that. Like that's the best possible thing, in my opinion, for Brock and Bray.
That's one thing, because I know you said you didn't get a chance to watch Raw. You need to go back and watch it, because Heyman does a promo with Reigns, and it's actually... like, Reigns put over not only the importance of the title, but the importance of Reigns, you know, making sure that he fights his best because he has a decision to make. He's like, you don't understand that you have to fight your brother in this. You have to fight Dean Ambrose in this. But if you don't bring home the title, you have to go home and look at your daughter and say, Daddy couldn't get it.
My God.
Yeah, it's fucked up, but seriously, it's one of the best promos Heyman's got. Yeah. So go back and watch it.
I will.
But yeah, what other Fastlane predictions? Obviously, New Day versus Usos. It's going to be New Day.
Love it.
You know, because, I mean, if they were to put it on Usos, it wouldn't... I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I know back in Flabby New Year, I said that I want to see the Usos get another run, but it's just way too early. Yeah. You know, they're not going to do it at Fastlane.
The New Day holding on to the tag champions is only going to give it that much more importance when it changes hands again.
And not only that, but it's, you know, that one of my favorite parts, I don't know about you, but one of my favorite parts of the New Day is just that clap for your world famous two top champs. You know,
I just every time they do it, because like that's the live part right before the song starts, I just picture fucking Big E back there probably just laughing.
Just in the gorilla position. Yeah.
Watch what you say there.
So you took it there. The gorilla position.
This Fastlane thing, is that this month?
Yeah, it's the 21st.
It's in 4 days. Five days?
Damn.
6 days.
I have something to share.
What's that?
So you guys both know about that radio show, Rover's Morning Glory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were giving away Fastlane tickets, and they had these this past Thursday, and they had these three female contestants come in. And apparently on their show, I've never listened to Rover's Morning Glory, but on their show they have a mentally handicapped co-host who they put through like weird things and
stuff. He's not actually mentally handicapped, but like I know who you're, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey,
he's a fucking idiot.
He's not even a co-host.
He's definitely an idiot.
He's just a phone screener, I think.
Yeah, just somebody who they bring in or whatever. Okay.
So what they have him do?
They basically commit lewd acts with the women and see how far the women would go in order to get Fastlane tickets, front row, second row, and third row. One of the girls that competed, I went to high school with. And they showed a video feed of it, and I watched it, and it was fucking gross, dude.
Yeah. And you're just sitting there, you're just like, I sat behind her in algebra. What the fuck?
No, she was dumb. She was not in any of my classes.
He's like, I'm the fucking Lord. I invented those classes.
No, but it was like very strange to like see, like, I'm like, holy shit, like, I know you very well. And then like later on social media, like people were just cheering her on. See, like, do you see this guy, like she said, she's engaged, mind you.
Yeah.
And she was willing and ready, like the final bid or whatever they had for to decide who got first, second, and third. Her bid was that she was willing and ready to go as far as blowing the guy.
Ugh.
And I was like,
I know what Jeffrey looks like too.
Yeah, he's not a good looking
ugly.
Dude.
Yeah. Fugly.
It reminds me a lot of Ty the Gatherer.
But my prediction for Fastlane is that no matter what, people that you go to high school with are just inevitably just going to be horrible people.
I agree with that.
So that's my prediction for Fastlane.
I just I would be writing on that chick's fucking like Facebook wall. Like I just want
what it just sounded like you just said was writing on that chick's face, and then you said book.
No.
I want everybody to rewind that and listen back to it, and then tell me if I'm wrong.
No, I'm just saying I would write on her Facebook wall, and I would say like, enjoy your fucking front row seats, but also enjoy Jeffrey's dick cheese on your breath,
oh,
dude.
That's, no.
Well, she actually ended up getting second because the girl that won said that she would go as far as letting Jeff in the back door.
Wow.
Yeah. But I then, mean, like, the, let's hear it the for producers Cleveland, and the everybody. Managers came through or like, well, we can't allow this. There's no way that this is going to be broadcast. Like, we'll get fired, blah, blah, blah. So they stopped.
Gotta love Cleveland, man. Yeah. We have such high... high expectations for
this is why people. The flats fall, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's why. Like, what do we have any other predictions? I don't remember. I was looking at the
all the other matches, but possibilities, so you know, are just kind of, you know, pretty much up in the air. Like, you know, obviously, if there's a Styles versus Jericho match, I don't know who would go over because I don't know if they're trying to do with Styles and Jericho where it's like I win one, he wins one, I win one, he wins one, you know what I mean? Like, back and forth, or if they're just gonna be like, you know, because obviously Styles is going to come out on top because they want to establish him. Right. And Jericho's talent enhancement. Yeah. Yeah, he still wins matches, but he's talent enhancement. Yeah. He's not a full-timer.
For sure.
And they obviously want Styles to be their next big full-timer.
Yeah.
Which is understandable because the dude's fucking legendary.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's up in the air. But the ones we can, you know, definitely predict for sure, I think we already have.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, another one, Kalisto versus Del Rio. Who do you think?
Oh, Kalisto's got to win.
Yeah, I think
that.
Kalisto's going to win.
It can't change hands again. He's got to win that.
Yeah, it's like my thing with Del Rio is I think, you know, it was interesting that he came back, but at the same time, it's like the dude's not that special. You know what I mean? I never found him to be.
He's
that
a great, oh, great,
he's a great
wrestler, talent,
but he's just. You know, I don't think
it's boring.
He's better,
like Sheamus. It's
he's
boring.
Better in Lucha Underground.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. He's just better there. But hey, what do I know? I'm just the fan. But yeah, so moving on, we're going to go right into it. This week's top 10 list. All right, the top 10 list. As always, this week is brought to you by Kazi Co., a.k.a. Kazi Customs. Make sure that if you're willing to support your local drug dealer, that you support your local t-shirt shop, because half the proceeds of every shirt that Kazi sells this month are going towards bullets to shoot every heroin dealer. Kazi Customs, check them out. It's www.kazee.co. Go get a t-shirt, bitch. Anyway.
Bitch.
Nice
love
little
it.
Sneak in there.
Bitch.
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 But yeah.
That's fun to say.
Yeah. But yeah, we're going to get romantic, obviously, bitch. Sunday.
We're going to get romantic, bitch.
It's like Jesse Pinkman just invaded the fucking show.
Bitch.
What's up, bitch?
Bitch.
You got the crystal?
Bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Bitch.
My own private domicile and I would not be harassed. Bitch.
I love it. I love it. All right.
Magnets, what?
Well, there is a Jesse Pinkman line about magnets.
Yeah
bitch!
Magnets!
Oh!
We're
watching Breaking Bad tonight.
Yeah. But yeah, getting romantic, you know, this past Sunday, when you're listening to this, was Valentine's Day. And obviously, Jordan spent it alone. I spent it getting laid. But anyway, We're going to get romantic. So, Pete, give me some romantic, classy music. Give me like a Canon in D. Very nice. Yeah, that's a very nice Canon in D. Thank you very much. But yeah, the top 10.
I'm gonna stick my D in a Canon.
There you go.
Happy Valentine's Day, bitch.
But yeah, the top 10 wrestling Valentine's Day cards.
Yeah.
All right, number 10, John Cena's card. When it comes to our love, I'll never give up.
No, you could see. You could have gone. I no.
Hold
could,
on, bitch. It's
my,
getting,
my my.
It's gonna get better.
John Cena wants to give you the penis.
No, but that's more of a pickup line. We already had a pickup line. Number 9, the Big Show's card. Your love is like a knockout punch.
Mm,
yeah,
it's like a choke slam more.
Number 8, the
if
New
you're
Day.
Into that kind of thing.
Number 8, the New Day. I like your booty.
Did you see he spelled boobies the last week with the calculator?
Yeah.
I caught it immediately. I was like, Xavier Woods, my man.
Yeah. And now it gets real. Number 7, Chris Benoit. I want to start and end a family with you. Number 6, Owen Hart. I'm falling for you.
Oh, dude. Not nice.
Number 5, Tommy Dreamer.
I didn't say it, Brett.
Number 5, Tommy Dreamer. Losing you would be like a cane to the balls.
Did you say Tommy Dreamer? Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Number 4, Vince McMahon. Break up with you. No chance in hell. Number 3, Jim Ross. This isn't the palsy. It's a wink.
Oh, come on. Although, did I send you that picture
yeah,
of me imitating
did.
JR?
Yeah.
That's
yeah, you
just
did.
Fucking wrong.
Number 2, Hulk Hogan. I love you, unless you're black. And number 1, this one's for you, Pete. Tracy Smothers. This Valentine's for you, you little bitch.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I want Hogan to, like, change. Like, I want them to still do, like, the Hulk Rules t-shirt.
Yeah.
But I just want it to be a white t-shirt with, like, black writing.
Oh, man. So that was this week's top 10 list. Would you give any of those Valentine's to your sweetheart? Be sure to let us know in the comments below. But right now, we're going to go out and grab a cigarette. We'll be right back with 2 brand new segments after these messages.
Now, you may be sitting here looking at this SoundCloud player or the iTunes player, and you might notice that sexy-looking logo in the corner. That was done by Kidney Leans, Adam Paduke, a very nice guy, and you can check out all of his fantastic work at kidneyleans.com. That's right, this dude has a website. You can contact him there, get in touch with it, and get your own special logo made. In fact, he's a great guy. He's going to be doing one of our t-shirt designs pretty soon. So get in touch with him, let him know what you want, and he'll do it for a pretty fair price. Kidneyleans.com. Check it out.
Hey, are you looking for some fab 90s fashion? Well, get down to Catitude Vintage, located conveniently in Mahal's in Lakewood. And this place has great prices that will make you so surprised, more surprised than when Topanga kissed Corey for the first time.
But, as you inquired, they do not have Jankos.
They do not have Jankos.
And for the record, they never made Jankos in your or my size.
And for the record, I will never shop there. No, I'm kidding. No, but seriously, check out Catitude Vintage, as I said, located conveniently in Mahal's. You be sure to check out their Facebook for their hours of operation. Tell Lauren, make sure you tell her thank you for busting out Ty the Gatherer.
And because, you know, she did bust out Ty the Gatherer and did... What do we call this? It's called a fucking ad something. What is it? Sponsorship.
Yeah, she's one of our sponsors.
She's one of our sponsors. She fucking provided the sponsorship for Ty's segment on the last episode.
Exactly. So be sure to check her out. Tell her that you're there because the Fatitude Era sent you there, and she'll give you a discount of 20 cents. Catitude Vintage. Check it out.
Also known as Booplex City.
Booplex City, bitch. Welcome back to the Fatitude Era, where we're going to be going into 2 brand new segments, the first of which, Pete, drumroll please. Fatty Flicks!
Where the extra large popcorn has all the butter on it.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right. Fatty Flicks. It's going to be an interesting time. If you remember back in Flabby New Year, we were talking about how we wanted to start doing movie reviews. That's what this segment is going to be. Basically, the first movie we're going to be talking about just released. Thank you, Pirate Bay. The Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts. Very interesting documentary. Now, if you don't know this, because you don't listen to the past episodes. Jake the Snake Roberts used to do a lot of crack.
Yeah, and if you've never seen Beyond the Mat, he smokes crack in that movie.
Yeah, literally, on camera, no shame. But towards 2008-ish, it got to be a little bit much.
Was that when he whipped his dick out in Cleveland?
That's exactly, and they show that in the movie.
Really?
Well, they show the, I mean, they don't show his dick out or anything like that. Right, just like, it's just like, yeah, it was crazy. This is some clips from it and everything like that. But
you notice
how,
like, then, I don't know what he does now. I don't know if he still wrestles at all, but, like, he like around that time, he just wrestled in sweatpants.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, sweatpants and combat boots. Yeah, he just didn't give a fuck.
Exactly. Of course, it was in Cleveland. That's
that he had to
happened.
Whip his dick out.
Yeah, because, you know, Jeffrey was in the audience, apparently. But yeah, so, but, yeah, Jake the Snake Roberts, obviously, he was really fucked up on crack cocaine. So, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, for the
bang!
For the layman. He decided to give him some help. And the whole story of the resurrection of Jake the Snake shows, obviously in the beginning, it shows just how great he was in the ring and, you know, as an in-ring psychologist. Then it goes into how fucked up he got. Then it goes into his healing process. And let me just tell you, man, because Jordan didn't get a chance to check this out, but... If you
will, because he's one of my favorite.
Yeah,
like, one of my favorite
guys. If you haven't seen this flick yet, you definitely got to check it out, okay?
Good?
Just seeing how fucked up he was when he walked in to DDP's house. It's
really?
Just, yeah, yeah. I mean,
I've seen, like, some of those, like, from when that was like, 2011 or 2012, when he, like, when DDP really, like, took him under his wing.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
You can see, like, because it was him and Scott Hall at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a, you know, and it's a long process. I mean, obviously, the movie's only about an hour and a half long, so they do jump forward in time quite a bit. But it's so, what's cool about it is all throughout the movie, he's sitting there talking about how his main goal is to come back and to wrestle in the Royal Rumble. Because, you know, they always have legends come back for the Royal Rumble. Now, obviously, he didn't get a chance to do it, but it goes all the way up to his Hall of Fame induction.
Right on.
Which is really fucking cool. But it's just crazy just to see how far a legend can fall when he's not involved with WWE after a few years. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that WWE is the greatest fucking company in the world.
No, but they try to help take care of
people. Yeah, exactly. They do take care of their own. Like, obviously, when it got to a point where Scott Hall was being a little too much, they obviously had to step away from him, you know, for, you know, legal purposes, image purposes, what have you. And he was pretty fucked up, too. He gets to DDP's house in a fucking motorized scooter. like, it's bad.
Yeah.
And he looks like shit. But as time goes on, you know, you just see how well DDP's treatment is. It's basically just one big commercial for DDP yoga.
That's all DDP does now is a big commercial. That DDP's life is a commercial for DDP yoga.
Yeah, but it just doesn't change the fact that you're just watching this inspiring fucking story. Like, you know, I mean, we all have that movie that we grew up with, you know, where we'd watch it and we just feel fucking inspired. Depending on what kind of person you wanted to be when you grew up as far as vocation wise.
Mallrats.
Yeah, exactly. Us, it was Mallrats. You know, now that I'm a salesman, I get, you know, really pumped up by Glengarry Glen Ross. But, like, what I'm saying is we always had those movies. If you wanted to be an astronaut, you fucking loved Apollo 13. You know what I mean? Like, those movies, they just inspired you. Like, look at what these three motherfuckers did in a rocket. This is – look at what two fat motherfuckers did with yoga. And it's fucking interesting. Like, you would think – if I were to just tell you, yeah, it's about this dude who gets his life together while doing yoga, you'd be like, that sounds fucking boring.
Yeah.
But you're watching just the struggle, and this dude – I think he relapses like three times during the treatment.
Yeah.
And
I remember the first time it happened, and like there was videos of like him being in the house fucked up.
Yeah. Well, and it's like there's this one segment, this really fucked up segment where he's like sitting there, and you know, I forget what the pill is called because my memory escapes me, but it's basically a pill that if you take booze while you got this pill in your system, it makes you feel violently fucking ill. I've already written Jordan a prescription for it, but. I'm sorry. That was a low blow. I'm sorry. But
I wouldn't take a prescription from you.
But yeah, so fucking dude is like sitting there and he's trying to convince DDP's friend or, you know, his partner in the, well, not life partner or anything like that. But bang. but he's trying to convince, you know, DDP's like, you know, coworker or whatever that he hasn't been drinking. And he's like, all right, well, fucking take this pill then. He's like, if you haven't been drinking, you got nothing to worry about, right? You're going to be fine. And he's like, fine, I'll fucking take it. And he goes to take it, and you don't even, like, he's got his back to the camera, but when he goes to, like, get a drink of water, he fucking spits it out the side of his mouth and shit. It's like, dude, come on, yeah. man. You should have just been honest with him, yeah. you know? But all in all, if I had to give it a rating, I'd give it 4.5 hoagies out of 5. That's just me.
Yeah, I definitely want to see it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. I mean, I think you can rent it on iTunes for like $3. You know, you can buy it for like, I think, 10. But it's
I could probably get it on Apple TV now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, but it's definitely worth checking out. I mean, if you're computer savvy, be sure to check out the Pirate Bay. I know it's on there. I'm not encouraging it, but
you just encouraged it.
But DDP has enough money anyway. But
yeah, dude, DDP yoga is not cheap. That's why I'm still fat.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I mean, it's definitely worth checking out. So the Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts, 4.5 hoagies out of 5. I'm sure at the Philly
four fans, and a half feet out of a 5-foot hoagie.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Is that how many hoagies you could put down in one sitting?
Oh, dude, I would love to try.
I think that's more like 5 minutes, Pete. I could put down like, about 20.
DeBella's doesn't have foot longs. They have like 14 inches. Kind of like Mr. Hero.
Yeah, I was waiting for you like 14 inches, kind of like me when I take my pants off. But
why would I lie?
You're like minus 12.
Because this podcast just rains pussy on me. Yeah, that's why I spent fucking Valentine's Day getting fucking drunk.
That's the thing, man. Like a lot of people, it's like, you know, you got like, you know, your Marc Maron's and shit, where it's like they're rolling in fucking dough. But like no one ever gets laid when you're just like, well, I have a podcast. Yeah. I barely get laid and I'm married.
Maybe if they heard my voice, they'd be like, ooh, they come over. It's kind of like when people fake how they look on the internet. It's like that down angle shot.
Jordan's like using the podcast to catfish. That's basically what's happening.
Pretty much. No, I've always said, I don't get why people do that. It's like, okay, because if you show up to the bar or wherever, normally, who am I going to meet?
Jordan's immediately at the bar.
Let's just be honest about it. If you show up and you don't look like your pictures, bye. Yeah. You lied.
Yeah, exactly.
You lied.
Exactly. I mean, I can understand it's like, you know, like fat girls will do that thing on Facebook where they take the
picture. No, Jess, I don't know what you're talking about at all.
They take the picture.
That's what I said, the down angle.
Well, what I'm saying is like sometimes, you know, the catfish, they'll use a completely different picture. It's like, you think you're dating like this fucking 120-pound blonde.
And then she shows up looking like you.
And then she shows up a 300-pound man. You know what I mean?
And then you show up on their door.
Exactly. And then I show up because I'm a massive catfish. PayPal.com.
Massive catfish at PayPal.com.
And you would think that'd be a giveaway.
Well, it is Lent.
Yeah, exactly.
Or isn't it coming up or something?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
What's interesting is it's Lent and Rick Astley has still never given you up.
Everybody calls it Lent. I call it fish fry season.
Everybody calls it Lent. I call it fucking fish sandwich on Fridays. Oh man.
But
Wendy's has had a fucking great fish sandwich on fucking Fridays.
Did you just say Wendy's?
Yeah, they do. It's actually really good.
I'm talking about like Lake Perch.
Lake Erie Perch?
No.
It's got three eyes.
Don't eat anything out of Lake Erie.
Oh man.
But no, that movie. Just check it out. Yeah, I mean I still have to.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And
any ladies, you want to hit me up and come watch it? I'll rent it.
Get in touch with me as not so massive catfish at paypal.com.
It's like, I won't buy a bottle of wine, but I will buy a bottle of vodka.
Kamchatka.
Yeah, Ty the Gatherer's coming over. Well, actually, a quarter of it will be gone because like, we worked out a deal where me and Ty the Gatherer, I have to give him a quarter of all the vodka I buy.
And he gives you 1 liter of three. Oh, man.
It's a great payoff.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, dude, check out Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts. 4.5 fucking hoagies out of 5. Definitely check it out. It's definitely worth your time. Definitely worth your money if you're a chump. But anyway, so we're going to go into the second news segment. So Jordan can tell this story. How did we come across this gentleman?
Dude, it's Even Steven Stevens.
Yeah, exactly.
Tyler the Gatherer introduced us to him. They go to school together.
Exactly.
And I don't know if... I don't know if their lockers are close together, or if they just, you know,
cubbies.
They share a gym locker, or I don't know what they do. I just know that Ty said that we had to bring this kid on. He needs to, he loves wrestling. He just needs to learn more about it.
Exactly.
So, like,
so why not learn from two fat fucks who have never worked in a ring?
Who they will look like they will eat you.
Exactly.
I mean, I know kind of a lot about wrestling.
This is Steven, everybody. Steven Stevens.
But Steven, you can call me Steven Stevens for short.
but yeah, hang on 1 second. Before Steven makes his official debut, we also have Ty the Gatherer. Ty, be sure to introduce your friend. Don't be rude.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. How you doing tonight, gentlemen?
We're doing good.
We're good.
This is my good pal, Even Steven Stevens. We've been hanging out for a good long time. I'm really glad you guys could meet him.
It's been a while. I mean, I listened to the podcast, guys, and like, by the way, I really like your Valentine's Day cards.
The Valentine's Day cards. Would you give those to people?
I mean, I would, but like, I don't know. I'm not like that good with girls.
You wanted to give one to Chelsea Blake after third period the other day. What'd you do?
Man, she probably listens to this, man. Shut up.
You wussed out.
I didn't wuss out. I just knew that she was going to say no.
You knew you could have stuck at least two fingers in there.
In where?
In, like, her over the pants touching area, you know?
Is that what you call it?
What's a pussy?
That's what Miss Morris calls it in health class, over the pants touching.
I mean, like, I ain't got no, like, muscles and shit, so that's why I want to train and be a wrestler like you, Ty.
Well, I guess we can help you out then. I guess.
Now, I heard that that Steven is apparently going to be working Border Bash. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, he wanted to work security, but we ain't going to let that happen.
Why not, though? Is it?
Because all the security guards think I'm the criminal.
Why would they think that?
I mean, racism is still alive.
It's one thing we didn't mention. Steven is Ty's African-American friend.
Exactly.
Yeah!
Ty doesn't hate anybody, right, Ty?
Hell no.
Not even Eminem?
I hate Eminem.
Man, Eminem's the best rapper.
No, he's a fake-ass clown.
He's so good, man. No, have you heard that song?
That boop, boop, dip, boop, 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 dip. It's been in every goddamn car commercial since 2001?
No, not that song.
Which song?
The one where he's talking about the Olsen twins. I like that one.
But you like Eminem as a whole, then, right?
I like Eminems.
But what you like, the rapper or the candy?
No, they don't. They come in a bag. I've never had Eminems before, man.
What's your favorite type of Eminem? Like Slim Shady Eminems, Marshall Mathers Eminems.
I like the peanuts, but I like to cut all the chocolate off, so I just eat the peanuts.
Why don't you just get a bag of peanuts?
A bag of peanuts?
Yes, a bag of peanuts.
Where do you get that from?
Ty knows. Do you think the only way you can buy peanuts is chocolate covered or M&M peanuts?
That's the only way. How they grew out of the plant.
What?
Peanut plant.
All right, now here's what you gotta do. You go to the Walgreens and the aisle before the Kamchatka. You know how they divide the store into twos? It's like you walk in the front and there's a dude like Walgreens, and you're like, "What's up, motherfucker?" And you walk into Walgreens, and then like there's the vodka aisle where you go get the Kamchatka at. Well, that's like the second part of the store. They split it in half to make it easier to navigate. Because you got to be able to navigate the store to find your laundry detergent easily. That's in, like, part two. But part A, that's where you find the peanuts.
Well, that's why we're friends, Ty, because you are super smart. You're the smartest man I've ever met in my entire life. The smartest person in school.
Uh-huh.
But it's also the reason why I hate your guts, and I want to smack you in the side of the head.
Oh, motherfucker, don't start this now with me.
Do you want to give him an ass-whooping?
I'm going to give him an ass-whooping. Because of what you did to me last week.
What did he do?
What?
I mean, like, now, racism is still alive. And, I mean, like, I never get mad when people call me names and stuff. And, like, but you know you called me the N-word last week.
With Tyler!
I'm going
to
whoop your ass.
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah, you did, man. You were like, all right, It was, we were at lunch. I got up to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I got up to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I came back. I took a sip of my Capri Sun.
Tropical cooler.
The next thing I know, I woke up, and you were calling me a knucklehead.
Oh, that ain't work.
You put something in my drink, and you called me a knucklehead.
Man, I'm sorry. I was just trying to test some shit out. I got from my old Derek, you know, my brother, man. I just wanted to see if it would fit into your Capri Sun, then make you act all crazy for
you
a while.
You can stuff your sorrows in a sack.
Wait,
because now I challenge you to a wrestling match.
Oh.
Oh, you want to get in the backyard with TTG?
No, we going in the basement, motherfucker.
There ain't no such thing as basement wrestling.
Basement matches.
What?
We could do a new thing, basement matches.
Dude, this would be awesome.
I mean, basically, I'm sick of your shit. I'm sick of it. And I'm going to stomp you down. I'm going to slam you in the ring because you're a sally-ass nanny.
I'm a sally-ass nanny?
Yeah, that's right. I said it.
A sally-ass nanny.
A sally-ass nanny.
It doesn't even fucking mean anything, dude.
It does not.
You don't want to step in the ring with me. I'm an OG from Bedford.
Are things okay in the studio?
I want to hit this dude in the face with a heating
whoa,
gun.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa!
Give us time to promote.
I want to go back to CB Plasma.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa,
whoa, whoa!
Everybody needs to calm down for a second.
Fire it up, Hordano.
I'm sorry. I thought it was wrong, and it needs reckoning.
He should not.
I'm not saying it doesn't need reckoning. I'm just saying, give us time to get a fucking buzz going. You know what I'm saying?
We got to promote that. You guys can't fight back there.
How the fuck do you think we're going to pay for this episode?
I mean, Pete's locked back there with them. I just imagine Pete holding both of them at his sides like little midgets.
Pete, are you okay? Pete, give us a report.
Everything's fine. I'm really high.
Yeah!
Did you get that weed from Jared?
No.
Oh, so it was from Ty.
So, yeah.
It was yeah, yeah. Oh, I see what you guys are doing. That's how high I am.
So
but he called him the N-word, dude. Like, that's like, I understand where he's coming from.
Do you understand that it doesn't start with an N?
Yeah, that's, come on.
What do you mean? Knucklehead, N, knuckle.
Knuckle.
It starts with a K, you guys.
No, Jordan, N, knuckle.
Just like knife,
it's not cucklehead.
It's the same way as Kardashian starts with a C.
What the fuck is going
Kim
on in her studio?
CIMCARDISH.
What?
Kardiash. Sim Kardiash.
Hey, I'm selling SIM cards for AT&T and T-Mobile phones, so let me know.
Tie together, plugging his shit always.
Dude, I mean, you're such a hustler, man. You're gonna end up in Juby again.
I'm gonna hustle Steven out of the ring in his uncle's basement.
Are you guys gonna be okay? Like, are we gonna be able to hash this thing out at some point? Maybe with some tables and chairs.
Oh hell yeah!
I'd use any kind of thing to punch you.
What, in your face, Steven? What kind of things would you use in a hardcore match against Ty?
In a hardcore match, I got a cool lightsaber.
It's made of plastic.
It's plastic, but if you swing it hard, it could probably do severe damage.
Well, if you hold it from the lightsaber part and hit him with the hilt, that would actually probably hurt pretty bad.
What do you mean?
Like, if you hold it from the blade part, like the color of the lightsaber.
Dude, I'm going to cut off my fingers if I want to.
No, you just don't turn it on first.
Or you could just throw it at him.
Yeah, exactly. Just throw it at him.
No, that's what I got. Like, I got baseballs, and they're not the... They're not softballs, so you better watch out.
Are they wiffle balls?
Yes, they're wiffle balls.
That's good, because I got a big orange bat now, in my pants.
The chode one?
Call back.
The chode one, yeah.
When you throw the fucking wiffle balls at him, are you throwing a fastball, a screwball, a knuckleball?
Did you say the N-word, motherfucker?
Come on, man. You can't say the N-word on radio. He's not the radio.
I heard you talking about liking Hulk Hogan and shit earlier. Don't think I did not hear that.
Who likes Hulk Hogan?
Who's Hulk Hogan?
You guys were talking about, like, giving them forgiveness and shit.
No, the WWE is.
Yeah, we're not the WWE.
Since when?
Wait, Ty, do you think that we're affiliated with World Wrestling Entertainment?
I know you're getting a paycheck from that McMahon motherfucker.
Hey, that's racist.
Billy Gunn can't get a paycheck from McMahon.
His own daughter barely gets a check, and that's only because he wants to sleep with her.
So, I think, what kind? No, like seriously, what kind of match do you guys want to have? Well, how can we promote this?
We could probably tell, like, break into the principal's office and, like, announce it.
Yeah, we could just. Oh no, what we do is we jump Jeremy, that little motherfucker who does the morning announcements, and we just make him say people listen to him because he's smart and shit. He plays golf.
They have golf at an elementary school?
Yeah, that's
middle school.
That's where I got all the wiffle balls at their driving range.
Oh, so you guys steal the... Wait, are they wiffle balls or golf balls?
We steal all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they're wiffle balls. They're Steven, small
you
and
steal?
White. You hit them with a...
Are you telling me Steven...
What?
Steven Stevens steals?
Steven steals stuff.
Dude, there's his wrestling name, Stealing Steven Stevens.
Yeah!
I do want to talk about my wrestling name. I kind of like that. I didn't think of one yet. Ty the Gatherer is the best one I've heard.
Damn straight.
That's why you're my best friend.
Best wrestler you've ever seen. Still going to kick your ass.
I was going to say, is this resolved already? Like,
no.
Are you guys just going to be friends again?
No.
We always friends. But sometimes we hate each other, though.
I'm about to beat this motherfucker up to fucking a pulp.
Steven, we need to see you fight before we promote a match. Lay into him. Do it.
Hey,
come here. Shit!
We'll be right back after these messages.
Get off me! Get off me! That's my dick! That's my dick!
Call me then one more time.
What's up, you haggard asses? It's Adam the Philly Fan here coming to you live from the fucking World's Scariest Police Chases guitar case. I just want to let you know this band is so awesome. World's Scariest Police Chases with their song I Had a Time. It's the theme song to this album and this fucking podcast. You should check it out at lockandkeyco.bandcamp.com. You could also pick up their new album, Adolf Hipster. It's on vinyl as well for all you hipsters out there. So check it out. World's Scariest Police Chases, lockandkeyco.bandcamp.com. Shit, piss, dicks out.
Welcome back to the Fatitude Era. Sorry that we had to cut there for a second. Shit was getting pretty ridiculous, but we got it all settled. They're in different sides of the recording studio now. And
one of them's locked in the booth.
Yeah, one of them's locked in the booth, and I think Pete has a great.
And it's just funny because you're looking at him right now, and he's screaming, but you can't hear him.
Exactly. Good job on the soundproofing, Pete. Good job.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, but I don't even know what to say.
Oh, they'll be back.
Oh yeah, they'll definitely be back. I mean, we have to make sure we get them to do a rundown of their pay-per-view main event. Jesus. So, you know, we had. Something interesting happened over these past 2 weeks, and if you don't know, then you're fucking stupid. Daniel Bryan retired, and that's this week's
topic.
Dude,
I'm going to get fucking emotional about it, man. That was so sad.
And, like, that's the thing. You know, we usually like to keep it pretty light. We like to make you laugh, but, you know, there's always that post-retirement depression that hits for every wrestling fan. It was funny because before we decided on a final title for this episode, I was going to call this episode Sad Fatty, but because
we're both really, really sad about this.
Okay, so I, it's always rough when a wrestler retires, but when some wrestlers retire, it doesn't mean nearly as much. You know what I mean? Like Perry Saturn retiring is... not going to hit you the same way.
And he was a dick to me when I was 10, so fuck Perry Saturn.
Yeah, but what... Wouldn't it be funny?
And the Saturn family.
Oh, there's another one for the list. Oh, man. But it's an interesting, you know, kind of psychology for a wrestling fan when someone retires, because you know that they're still going to be around, obviously.
You'll see them.
Yeah, you'll see them, but it's just... that knowing that you've seen their last match, especially in a situation, because, like, don't get me wrong, Stone Cold retired for, you know, his neck injury and everything like that, which is understandable, but
he could still wrestle.
Yeah.
He said that he's 99.9%, but us wrestling fans, we hold on to that 0.1%.
Yeah.
But when it's something as serious as brain damage, yeah, as in the case of Daniel Bryan, you know that it's over.
I mean, look at. I mean, the brain damage that happened to Benoit.
Exactly.
Look what happened.
Exactly. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that Bryan's going to go down that same
No,
path.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
And on top of that, you know, talking about Benoit, it's, you know, it's a, I mean, like, yeah, we fucking poke fun at the situation, but, you know, and it's very, in very poor taste, but.
We're quote unquote comedians.
Yeah.
We try to laugh at anything we can.
Exactly. But at the same time, it's like, you know, Benoit was a special circumstance, I think, because he was so fucked up because of, you know, losing Eddie, Eddie Guerrero. But. With Daniel Bryan, you know, because he was very, very professional about, you know, leaving. Like, yeah, he announced it over Twitter, but he immediately, you know, that night he was in Seattle, you know, talking to the fans. And one thing I felt was good was he didn't want to put himself out there and make himself look, you know, sympathetic. Like, he didn't flat out say, like, yeah, this test revealed that my brain is fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously, because it's PG, but not just because
of
that.
Right.
But with that retirement speech, you know, it clocked in at 16 minutes, and there
I don't even think Sean didn't go on that long.
Yeah, Edge didn't even go on that long. But
well, I think it's something you were on track to say, and I don't know if it just got derailed or whatever. But like when and the reason that this one is so bitter. Is because not only is it before his time, like he, you know, it just sucks, but like that dude changed wrestling.
Absolutely.
Changed professional wrestling.
Absolutely. And you know, that's not, and we're not, you know, obviously, you know, us being mainly WWE fans, like we enjoy Ring of Honor. We can watch some TNA matches.
WWE is just the most accessible.
But that's what I'm saying. It is the most accessible. But that doesn't change the fact that he did something with WWE. That, you know, is not seen on a regular basis in the slightest. And that was when, you know, when Daniel Bryan came in, and this isn't downplaying him, but the way that he, you know, the way that he looks, the way that, you know, he was booked, it was clearly just another, you know, just wrestler X, like I said. But he was able to get the fans behind him to the point where they changed the main event plan. Of WrestleMania 13. Because, you know, Batista won the fucking...
13?
Or 30, whatever.
Yeah.
I was thinking like, 2013.
Yeah,
you know?
30,
But yeah, WrestleMania 30 in 2013. The original plan was obviously have Batista win it and everything like that. But it just... the fans just got behind him so hardcore that WWE was like, if we don't do this, we're going to lose everybody.
Yeah.
And even after that epic match at WrestleMania 30, you still had just all these fans pulling for him. And every single time he got hurt, there was just a clear suffering of the show. You know, obviously the quality has never been too great in these past few years, but you always got excited when Daniel Bryan was there.
Yeah, there's bright spots. Like, who doesn't want to do the yes chant? You
exactly.
know what I mean? Like, that's, I mean, out of... All of like this, like even like how loud the John Cena sucks shit is, or like the Kurt Angle you suck,
or the whats,
nothing is as like thunderous as everybody pointing their fingers in the air, going yes or no. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like, and what I thought was always great about the yes chant was, you know, the Stone Cold what chant, although it's epic,
mm-hmm.
it was not the same feel. You know what I mean? The what chant where it's just like, you're just like, you have like a troll face on the entire time. The yes chant.
And the what chant was funny.
Yeah, it was. But the yes chant was just unifying. And there was, and Daniel Bryan said it best in his speech where he's like, when he was just sitting there right when he first entered the ring, you know, to give a speech, and they were just going for 5 fucking minutes and he just had his eyes closed. And then when he opened his eyes, he's just like, I could feel that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was something...
And you know, like, that he doesn't... He's not blowing smoke, dude.
Exactly.
Like, he's one of those dudes that's just
real. Yeah. And that was my thing with Daniel Bryan. It's, you know, like I said, he came in, didn't look like he was going to be anything special. And it's really a testament to don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
And it's fucking heartbreaking.
It's just like, and the biggest thing is like, yeah, it sucks that we'll never get to see him wrestle again. But like in the video package they did when Seth Rollins, like they're interviewing him and he was like, it was never about being a star to him. It was always about just wrestling. And the worst part about it, in my opinion, is I just feel bad for him because he just wants to keep going. Yeah. And he can't.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, Brian Zane from Wrestling With Regret was talking about how, you know, obviously we're still going to see him, you know, but at the same time, it's just this general sadness. Yeah. And, you know, there was a lot of people that were getting hopeful, like, oh, maybe it's just a work. Maybe he'll come back.
I was hoping it was a work.
Yeah, same here. But no, just the way that he gave that speech, it was not like Mark Henry's speech when he had a work retirement. It was just, God, it was fucking heartbreaking.
It was. I mean, I'm glad there was like spots in there where he got to get a little, and where he, you know, because he was generally like, you could tell he's sad. You can tell everybody's sad about it, but like he got to smile a couple times just because like the fans were behind him.
I did not expect to hear "That's what she said."
Chance, I know, dude. That he got to do that, and that was fucking awesome because. Just like when everybody's chanting yes, and he just goes, "That's what Bree says all the time," and I was just like, "That's fucking awesome."
Yeah, and that's you know, that really is the perfect representation of Daniel Bryan. Even though he's sad as a motherfucker, he still wants to entertain.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just tough. It really is, and that's the thing. You know, obviously WWE's making a big deal about it. You know, but they didn't have to because the fans are feeling this way more than any sappy video package will ever make you feel. And that's my thing. It's like, you know, I didn't post hashtag thank you Daniel Bryan. I didn't buy the hashtag thank you Daniel Bryan t-shirt where they basically just took an old design, put his accomplishments on it. Why? Because I don't need that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not what a wrestling fan is about. Yeah, we wear our t-shirts. We wear, you know, like all the t-shirts I have, all the t-shirts you have. We wear those because we like the wrestlers.
Yeah.
But that's not what defines a wrestling fan.
No.
You know not what I mean? All. There's, I know that, you know, for example, I don't have any replica belts in my fucking collection.
No, but I want the ECW one.
I would love ECW ones. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't have those belts, you know, just hanging up in my fucking wall. Why? Because I don't need to spend $500 on a replica like a belt to show that I'm a fan.
No, dude, like the way I would put that is like, is, you know, luckily you give me the network and shit, and it's like, to me, like, dude, now you can, that's what I love about that fucking thing, dude.
Yeah.
You can go on there and get anything you want, and like, dude, I can go on there and watch fucking Lance Storm matches from Monday Nitro when he was like literally the only saving grace on that show.
Yeah,
but like, dude, Daniel Bryan is just like, I was so excited last year at WrestleMania when he won that fucking match, dude.
Yeah.
Like, and you could just tell, like, he was, because, I mean, he had just come back.
Yeah.
And then he got hurt immediately.
And that's another heartbreaking moment, is just when he had to relinquish that title. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know what I mean? It's,
can you imagine if he, had he not gotten hurt again?
Yeah.
Him and Owens, him and Ziggler, him and, like, whoever was in the running for the, him and Ambrose, dude.
And on top of that, it's just like, the dude work like you wouldn't believe. Well, and I know this, you know, if you're listening to this, I know you have your opinions on Daniel Bryan. I know that you're sitting there going, this sounds like they're basically just sucking the dude's dick for 20 minutes.
Yep.
But he deserves it.
He does.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'd go gay for him, but but like what I'm saying is,
that's because,
like,
you have a problem with your sexuality, but that's okay.
I'm
that's why we're here.
I'm completely comfortable with my sexuality, sir. but yeah, that's why we're here. What? No, but
I gotta laugh somewhat, dude. I'll fucking cry about Daniel Bryan.
And that's the thing, you know. We're taught at a young age, you know, men don't cry, but it's like every fucking dude was teary eyed during that fucking, you know, retirement speech.
I mean, dude, like, I mean, I remember watching Sean, and like the bad thing about Sean was, like, you know, not bad thing, but it was just like it was time. It was the end of an era. Like, dude, he had done a lot of damage
to
himself.
And that's the shitty part. You know, Shawn Michaels had 20 fucking years under his belt. Right. You know, Daniel Bryan in WWE had 6.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's not even counting the small period of time that he was fired by WWE.
I mean, it it does. It blows just because I feel bad for him. Because, like, he wants to be there more than anything in the fucking world. And, like, one of those things is, like, that I love about him is, like, one of those dudes, you think he's real. You know, he's a small fucking guy.
Yeah.
But, like, those kicks and, like, his
running
flying. Dude, you buy it.
Yeah.
You buy it.
Well, and what I loved is, you know, if you remember.
Because he's hurling 220 pounds at you or something like
well,
that.
Well, what I always loved. No, I think it was like 190, actually.
Oh, he's got to weigh more than that.
No, that's what he said. He weighed during the retirement speech. You know, he was like, I'm 190 pounds, you know, and everything like that. But like, I just remember, if you remember what he mentioned it during the retirement speech that night that they hijacked Raw and they were sitting there, you know, just chanting yes while they're trying to do this title unification ceremony.
Yeah.
And then everything breaks out. And, you know, you have Triple H, you know, getting beat up and everything like that. CM Punk starts beating up on Randy Orton. But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Shawn Michaels hits CM Punk with a super kick. And fucking Daniel Bryan comes in with a running knee on Shawn Michaels. You know what I mean? Just like that. How could you not get excited with Daniel Bryan in the ring?
I mean, dude, just like watching, like every time he goes down the ramp, you know, and he's running sideways doing it. Like, how do you not get a smile on your face?
Exactly.
Like, he's just, the dude is fucking incredible. Like, just, and watching that fucking, watching him just be like, this is it. And like, I know, and you know, hopefully he can come in and he can give a knee, you know, every once in a while. Yeah,
like Stone Cold with his stutter, you know what I mean? Or even, you know, just fucking, you know, just have him like...
Never take a bump again.
Yeah, exactly. Never take a bump. But like what I'm saying is have him, you know, like just have him like being like some part of Raw, you know, like he just comes in like he's the new Raw general manager.
Exactly.
When the authority gets like fucked off or whatever, have him come in as the general manager.
Oh, people would love it.
And then, you know, Triple H just like... sitting there, you know, just like, you know, you may be the general manager right now, but don't forget who was the authority. And he just hits him with, don't forget who beat you at WrestleMania 30. You know what I mean? And then just puts the yes, no lock on him and shit.
I mean, I hope he can still do stuff like that. Because, like, it's going to be, it'll be a while probably before we see. Well, actually, he might show up at WrestleMania.
I think he should.
I definitely think
you know,
he should.
What's his face? I hate to keep bringing this dude up, but Adam from What Culture had another video about WrestleMania 32, how it should be booked, and he was mentioning how Sami Zayn should come in with a blessing from Daniel Bryan, because Sami Zayn is the next underdog.
Oh yeah,
that we should be getting behind.
Happy to see him back.
Oh yeah, like, it was great seeing him in the Rumble, even though he didn't do much.
No,
but he got Kevin Owens out, which I thought was cool because he's like, yeah, you want to fucking put me out of action, bitch? I'll put you out of the Rumble.
Yeah, dude. I like that's Sami Zayn, like, especially watching Breaking Ground and stuff. Like, he was supposed to come back way sooner, but he just couldn't.
Yeah.
And, like, he, you know, they talk, and obviously they build the drama somewhat, but, like, they're not, WWE's not going to fuck him over. They know what they have. They have something special with him.
And that's the thing, they need to be careful with this future talent coming in. They need to learn from the situation with Daniel Bryan. They need to get these guys better health care for concussions. Yeah. I mean, and CM Punk brought this up when he was on Art of Wrestling, talking about how he wants to get some type of union together, you know, them to get a union together for to help these guys when they're dealing with concussions and everything like that. But it's like they need to learn from what happened with Daniel Bryan, because this is he's 34 years old. You know what I mean? Edge was, you know, in his 30s when he retired for an injury.
Mm.
But I'm saying this needs to stop.
Yeah.
You've already, you know, half your roster's injured.
I mean, you can't always stop it.
Oh, yeah.
There's ways to prevent it, though.
Yeah, but there's definitely ways to prevent it. You need to get, you know, some of your people that have, you know, fucking reputations of being, you know, a botch machine or someone who's dangerous. Like
Ryback.
Yeah, exactly. Not to shit on Ryback, but
Goldberg.
But he's got those... He's got tendencies. Those stories against him.
Yeah.
You know, you need to make sure you get them in better training. You need to make sure that if they have a big move like the shell shock with Ryback, you need to make sure
protect
that he practices that fucking move to make sure that he doesn't hurt somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I to sum this all up, you know, all we can really say, and not to be sappy, but, you know, thank you to Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, for sure.
And
hashtag thank you, Daniel Bryan.
and just know that, you know, even though this chapter of, I know he's never going to listen to this, but even though this chapter of his life is over, it's, you know, the fans need to realize that we always have what was with Daniel Bryan.
Yes. I love it, dude. You can't not love that, man.
Exactly.
You can't not love that. It's exactly. Like, I mean, dude, Team Hell No. Team Hell No is like,
and that's the thing. Like, even you
that's
know,
the last time Kane was interesting.
Well, if you remember, if you remember when we were talking about how Bray Wyatt like has the lightning and everything like that, we were just like, oh yeah, it's cheesy, it's cheesy. But even like the anger management scene with fucking
the trust fall, and like all
yeah,
that shit.
You know what I mean? Like, even that was great, and it was, you know, Daniel Bryan made that. You know
oh yeah,
I mean?
For sure, absolutely.
Oh, man, but
I mean, it sucks. But like we said, he's not. Vince will give him a contract where he appears 4, 6, 8 times a
exactly.
year, and it'll
and
be awesome.
It'll be great. You know, it's the same way it's great every time Stone Cold comes back whenever there's a Raw in Texas.
Dude, like, remember when we talked about the last time he was on Raw? I forget what's like the milestone Raw was, but when that glass broke, I didn't know he was going to be there. That place went fucking apeshit,
yeah.
dude, and it will go just as much or more every time Daniel
exactly.
Bryan comes back.
Exactly. So, you know, thank you to Daniel Bryan. And, you know, be sure to, you know, support the dude in whatever his future endeavors are. You know, that's our duty as fans. He gave us years of great
that's
matches.
That's why we buy the t-shirts we buy. It's like the ones off, not the ones off WWE per se. I mean, even though they get a cut from that, but like the ones off pro wrestling tees. That money goes to those dudes who aren't in the limelight anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And, you know, I mean, if you do want to get, you know, some Daniel Bryan shit.
They have a cool shirt for like $5 right now. Yeah. A cool Daniel Bryan shirt.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is if you want to get a Daniel Bryan shirt, you know, from WWE Shop, he does still get a portion of that money.
Oh, yeah. And he always will.
So and
and they're not going to stop selling Daniel Bryan
definitely
shit.
Not. Same reason they don't stop selling Stone Cold shit.
Yeah, exactly. Because people still fucking buy it.
And that's the thing. You need to, you know, it's our duty as wrestling fans, you know, not to let him think that, you know, we're upset with him. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he knows that. I mean, dude, plus he still got that Brie money coming in.
That's what he said.
That was great.
But yeah, we're going to be right back on the Fatitude Era. Before we go over, I just wanted to something just really quick while we're keeping it depressing. This week, Blue Meanie and Rob Van Dam both lost family members. Rob Van Dam lost his dad.
Oh, that sucks.
And Blue Meanie lost his mom. So I just wanted to take a quick moment to, you know, recognize because, you know, two ECW originals, some of the greatest entertainers.
One of the best wrestlers of all time.
And two of the best entertainers from one of the greatest
dude,
wrestling
the Blue
promotions.
Meanie dance.
Exactly. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, us at the Fatitude Era, we extend our condolences. We want to let you know that, you know, we mourn with you in this situation. And, you know, I hope that, you know, you guys have a, you know, I hope things get easier. I know, obviously, you don't ever get over losing a loved one. But, you know, I just hope it's an easy recovery for you.
2016 has sucked so far.
Fuck 2016. But we're going to be right back on the Fatitude Era. After these messages.
Blah, 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 blah. We're fucking fat and we talk about wrestling. How fucking original.
Hey guys, this is Pete here, guy who engineers and mixes the Fatitude Era podcast. If you have a band, recording project, or even a podcast yourself that you'd like to be recorded on the cheap, please reach out to me at milkywayrecording@gmail.com. That's milkywayrecording@gmail.com.
Welcome back for the final time of this episode, at least, to the Fatitude Era.
Nope, last time ever.
We made it to episode 10.
We're giving up.
That was it, man. Episode 10 is in the bag. Can you believe it?
10 episodes, dude.
10 episodes, man.
Over 12 hours or so of people listening to us talk.
That's nine more than the Hativity scene.
No. We actually have, like, what was it, 2 episodes recorded that, like, we never, ever, like, one was, like, 4 hours.
Nobody liked
or
retweeted the tweet.
Of us just getting fucking annihilated. I was drinking Swedish fish vodka that night.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
When was this?
Oh, God, 2 or 3 years ago, right, though?
It was right after you came back from Kalamazoo.
Oh, so, yeah, fuck, yeah, almost 3 years ago.
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous, but yeah, we just wanted to say a quick thank you, you know, because we had a lot of great responses from the last episode.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and we want to give a shout out to the Fickle Fanboy. He was very nice in his comments. The Who Knew podcast, they listened to all 9 fucking episodes, so give them props. Good guys. Yeah, and definitely all the other people that contacted us. I'm sorry if I forgot your names. I'm not in the right mindset. But either way, thank you so much for listening, hanging out with us for 10 episodes. And I hope that you continue listening and you don't get too depressed from the fucking topic discussion. But next episode, episode 11, we're taking it up to 11. We're going to be experimenting with some new stuff. We're going to hear some new ads. So not the same old ads that you hear. Not only that, we're also going to have Ty and Steven are planning on coming back. So that should be funny. And, you know, once they nurse their wounds from the nasty brawl they had, the one of them's still locked in the studio, too. That's the funny part.
Steven's mom had to come pick him up in the minivan.
Yeah, exactly.
It was getting hostile.
Exactly.
Steven's fake as hell.
Yeah. But it was so hostile.
But, you make too fun hostile of a kid with for a me, lisp? Mother. God's making fun of a kid with a lisp? Jesus.
Trigger warning.
Fuck a trigger warning.
Divine trigger warning.
I like that.
But yeah, so, and also next week you're going to be dealing with the return of El Hordano's lament. We don't know what he's going to lament about, but he's going to be fucking pissed about it.
I'll find something to bitch about.
Exactly.
Bitch.
Bitch. You little old bitch. yeah, but thank you very much to Steven and Ty for coming in, you know, and entertaining us before we got all depressed. Thank you, Daniel Bryan, for everything you've done. I hope you listen to this podcast someday and you're just like, those fat fucks are talking about me.
Yes!
He's just so excited that two fat fucks from Cleveland are talking about him.
No!
Oh, man. But yeah, so be sure to tune in for episode 11, working title. But
working title.
Untitled currently, but working title. And yeah, we'll figure out what it's going to be about. But oh, wait, never mind. You should check out the next episode, because in terms of the topic discussion,
it's going to be just too sweet!